Hello, everyone. Welcome again to the Living Letter Ministries radio broadcast. Like always, the Lord our God is good, and he is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. He has so many wonderful things to say to his people. He loves us. And his return is so sudden and so soon. It's down to any day now, any moment. And I thank him for his glorious return. Sad to say, many people will not be raptured out when God takes his people out of the earth. But he loves all of his people. And he still has a plan for those who will love him and those who will love his ways. To those who continue to harden their heart, he's going to give them strong deception, strong delusion. Because there's going to be so many distractions. And the only way out of this earth alive is through Christ. That's why the enemy tries to stop people from hearing the word of God. And he wants people to believe wrong so that they'll miss out on eternal life and end up a slave of hell. Satan hates God. And because he hates God, he hates man. He knows that God loves man. And the only way to scratch God is to hurt his people. He can't hurt God physically, but if he can get you to turn your heart to the things of this world, he can destroy your life. He hates God. So he set up phony religions all over the earth. All forms of idolatry. All forms of deception, seduction, to keep men distracted. But when you know God, you have a peace that he can't touch. When you know the Lord, you have peace. Now, I know for a fact, people without Christ, they don't have peace. I was a sinner before I was a Christian. My dad was a preacher, too. I didn't get saved until I was 19 years old. And, you know, when you go to funerals and people got saved at a young age, that's true. But I didn't get saved at a young age, and I knew it. My dad held a revival. One of my friends went down and got saved, and I didn't. And I saw a change in him. He talked better. He went on to be a pharmacist and a blessing. But I didn't get saved till I was 19. I wanted to make sure that if I get saved, I'd do right and stay saved. And then I was interested in the world in some areas. Just being honest. Now, the years before I was a Christian, hear me good. I know what it's like to be a sinner. I know how you feel. I know how you think and process. And as a sinner, I felt all right. But when I became a Christian, I felt the peace of God for the first time. Peace is, I asked the Lord his definition of peace. Peace is fellowship. And I felt his presence. And I knew that I was in good standings with God, because I believed on him through Jesus Christ. That's why I take ministry so serious. I love him. I've experienced great things with God. I've experienced wonderful things, visions. I've heard him talk to me. And I want that for everybody. There are people out there much wiser and smarter than I am. I want to get them saved because they need to be knowing God. They could spend the rest of their life enjoying a relationship with God. And they'll be an asset to the kingdom of God. And God loves them as dear children already. He loves you. You count to him. You matter to him. But he can't make you get saved. He can't make you choose wisdom. He can't make you go to heaven. He can make planets and people and stars and universes and galaxies, But he can't make you make a choice. And if you leave your salvation up to God, you'll end up in hell. He died for you. Believe it and receive it. That's all you got to do. You can't work for salvation. All the other religions are works of the flesh, works of men. And they won't. How high can you jump? However high you can jump, that's as close as you can get to heaven on your own. So if you're laying in a bed and can't jump, you can't go to heaven on your own. But you can through Christ. The angels will have to carry you there to God's throne. But you can go in prayer. And God will hear your prayer from his throne. He can even transport you there. Literally. It's happened before. You won't be the first to be transported to heaven, to the throne of God. God loves us. And I'm talking about alive too. With God, there are miracles we experience. Miracles are wonderful. But when Jesus performed miracles, sometimes people follow him for the fish and the loaves. They wanted to see a miracle. They didn't want their life changed. So after, after they continued to try to make a king out of him, he said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. And most of the people just turned around and left. Now, that's the same thing that's going to happen once the rapture takes place. People that were just in it for the goods and their heart was not sincere and they loved the world somewhere, they'll still be here. People that were sincere, people that prayed and they asked the Lord to forgive them. They knew that they weren't perfect. And they ask the Lord to forgive them. They always ask the Lord to forgive them if they think wrong or do wrong. And they ask the Lord to help them do better. Why? Because they love God. And we live in a faulty world with a faulty system, with crazy things happening that's designed to aggravate you and get you off focus. Now, if there was no devil out there bothering us, we wouldn't have to ask the Lord to forgive us so much. I know what it's like to be a sinner. And as a sinner, I felt all right. I slept good. I ate good. Everything was funny. I laughed. But I didn't have the peace of God. And I was not right with God. If I had died in that state, I went straight to hell. And that would have been the end of me on this earth. And the rest of my existence would have been burning and I'd never had water anymore. See, the things you lust after now and desire, you can't have that in hell. You will never get a drop of water ever again. You won't get to shop if you're a woman. You won't get to race cars if you're a man. And you can forget about lust. That don't exist anymore. You'll be on fire and you won't. All you'll want to do is have some form of relief. And you won't have it, even if you try to imagine it. It's time now, and I know this. I've seen people in hell before. And I know the love of God and his goodness. And I want people to know him. Now, these broadcasts are on newlivingletters.com, newlivingletters.com. The broadcast is longer. These are 30-minute broadcasts, but we only play the first 15 minutes on the radio. You have to go to newlivingletters.com to hear the rest of this broadcast. And on the last broadcast, I mentioned something about how you can be led by the Holy Spirit. If anybody hear this recording after the rapture take place, which is so soon, and I don't know when it is, but the Lord keeps telling me that his return is imminent. So he's coming back. And it's true. Just like Jesus, when the crowd left, when he said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. He was talking about believing on him for salvation. And most of the crowd just left. And then the ones that remained, he said, are you going to leave too? And Peter and the disciples said, we don't have anywhere else to go. They love God. And they didn't fully understand his statement, but they trusted him. Can you trust God when you don't fully understand If you love him, you can. And if you worship him, you can. Because you know something about him. So when people are left, God still loves them. And when he allowed them to have strong delusion, it's the same thing when he said, if you don't eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have nothing to do with me. If a person won't repent, they won't have God. Without Christ, you can't go to heaven, ever. Now, it's important that we share the gospel. We are made in his image, and we can understand more. We can judge good and evil. Now, the last broadcast on the website side, I mentioned something about how Elisha was a step ahead of his enemy, the king of Syria. Now, I want to read something to show you that if you trust God, you can be on point. The Lord loves you. Just get a hold to that fact. The Lord loves you. Now, we have the responsibility to pray for our leadership. It doesn't matter whether we like them or not, but God can do a work in their life for our favor. It doesn't matter what party they're in. Don't get on the bandwagon of hating the leaders that are in charge. Pray for their success. Pray for, because they're leading us. And it's important. God can move beyond what you see. You're going to have to start looking at him. And if you have strife against somebody, you can discount. That can cause you to miss heaven. Now, this is 2 Kings chapter 6. I'll start at verse 1. It says, and the sons of the prophets said unto Elisha, behold, now the place where we dwell with thee is too straight for us. Let us go, we pray thee, to Jordan, and take thence every man a beam, and let us make a place there where we may dwell. And he answered, go ye. And one said, be content, I pray thee, and go with our servants. And he said, I will go. And he went with him, and when they came to Jordan, they cut down wood. But as one was felling a beam, the axe head fell into the water, and he cried and said, alas, master, it was borrowed. And the man of God said, where fell it? And he showed him the place, and he cut down a stick and cast it thither, and the iron did swim. The head of the axe did swim, and they got the axe back. Therefore said he, take it up to thee, and put it on his hand, and took it. And he put it out his and he put out his hand, and he took it. Then the king of Assyria warred against Israel. This is where I wanted to get to. You see how miracles happen, when among men of God, miracles do happen. We have them happen. That was a big one. The axe head floating. But verse 8, then the king of Syria warred against Israel and took counsel with his servants, saying, in such a place shall be my camp. And the man of God sent unto the king of Israel, saying, be aware that thou pass not such a place, for thither the Syrians are come down. And the king of Israel sent to the place which the man of God told him and warned him of, saved himself there, not once or twice. Now this continued to happen. Therefore, the heart of the king of Syria was sore troubled for this thing, and he called his servants and said unto them, will ye not show me which of us is for the king of Israel? And one of his servants said, none, my lord, O king, but Elisha the prophet that is in Israel telleth the king of Israel the words that thou speakest in thy bedchamber. See, men of God who love God, they hear from God. The Lord will show you what your enemies are concocting against you, and you'll know it. This have happened to me. people were doing things behind the scene, and the Lord showed it to me in a dream, and sometimes a vision, or sometimes he just told me what was going on, and I knew what they were doing. I confronted one guy of what the Lord had shown me, and it was real. See, you're going to have to learn to follow God. If you love him through Jesus Christ, you got to pay attention to the Lord. Elisha the prophet knew what his enemy was talking about in his bedchamber because the Lord kept showing him, and he kept showing the king of Israel where to go. And the rest of the story gets even greater. It's time now for people to be led by the Holy Spirit and guided. You're wasting what Jesus paid for if you don't. If you don't learn to follow God and learn to listen to the Holy Spirit, you can be hurt miserably in this life. God loves you. And he cares about you. Your soul matters. You are very important to him. And he cares about you. But he can't make people get saved. He can't make people stay saved. People meander in and out of the kingdom of God because they won't grow up. They won't study the word. And they're interested in the lies of Satan and the things of this world. This world is designed to cripple you and distract you from the living things of God. It's a blessing to see people get saved. When they get saved, they're not the same. Now they're becoming where God intended them to be. They're in fellowship with him. They have the peace of God. And see, they start having joy because things start getting better. But then there's the warfare side. The enemy works against us. Things start happening. You start realizing that this is really a spiritual world. It's not just a natural world. And just like we see the miracles from time to time, and the Lord will show us things and help us understand things in greater and greater ways, the enemy is working, trying to get us to turn, or he's trying to aggravate our life somewhere and distract us. All this happens. You know, even as we go and minister as a preacher, we minister God's word to people. God give us a message. The enemy try to work against that. He tried to distract us against the things of God. A lot of ministers will go and pray just before they go preach. And those that pray in the Spirit, they pray in the Holy Spirit. In other words, they pray in tongues. See, praying in tongues builds up your most holy faith. That's why they pray in tongues before they preach, so that they can be effective. They're warring for your soul. People who come to church and listen, they don't know that the preacher was actually warring for their soul, fighting demons so they can get the message across so that you can have faith and believe. You only have faith for the word of God that you receive in your heart. So when you hear the word of God and receive it, then that what because you believe God's word, you begin to have faith. If you receive it in your heart, that's where you'll have faith. And that's what overcomes this world. If people don't hear the word, they won't know what Jesus did for them. There's nothing on earth that can compare for you to have a reference for what he did. I said earlier, I've been a sinner without peace. I felt all right. I ate food. I went to sleep. I laughed at jokes. I was happy sometimes, but I didn't have peace. And I was out of fellowship with God. And I didn't have peace. So, after I got saved, I had peace. Now, everything in my life didn't just magically get better. But I had peace. I still had to work every day. I still had to learn a career. I still had to go to school. I still had to do the same activity that a sinner would have to do. But I did it with God on my side. And people still didn't promote me like I wanted them to. And God closed some doors against me and opened better ones. And I thank him for it. He directed my path. I wanted him to promote me on my job. I ended up getting fired. But I kept my eyes on him. And I thank him for that, because I went to work every day praying for my own business. They kept telling me that they were going to have me to be a mechanic, and they didn't. I was fresh out of mechanic school. And I said, Lord, I want my own business. And I didn't think I was ready, but I was ready in him. See, I used to study the Sermon on the Mount, and I learned how to love people. And I was further along than I thought, because when I started the business, I found out that I was a good businessman with people. I wasn't the smartest businessman. I was a mechanic that loved people. And I didn't keep the best records. There's a lot of things I didn't do. I did give people a receipt. But I didn't log my receipts. I didn't organize as like I do now. But I did what I did, and God blessed me. Now, but I was able to work in people's houses, and I learned a lot about people. I came from a very good neighborhood, and I saw what was going on in the wide world. And I worked in neighborhoods all over Jefferson County. I worked on cars in wealthy neighborhoods, poor neighborhoods, projects, common neighborhoods. I saw broken families, families with a father, families without a mother, all kind of situations. I saw people being people, and I loved them all. Some of my customers was white, some were black, most were black, but many were white. And I learned some things about people that you can't learn any other way. And when it comes to racism, that's just a lie. Most people don't hate you. People still think that all white people are against black people and all black people can't be trusted. That's the news. Those are lies. There are people that will care about you and love you just like your brother will. And they're of a different race. I worked on people from Iran, from Saudi Arabia, Africa. And I learned a lot about people. One thing we all have in common, we all need Jesus. And without Jesus, we do some foolish things. But God loves each and every soul. And I love each and every soul like Jesus does. And I say like Jesus does because I preach Jesus. I know that he delivered us. And I want people to know it. And there were many times, I was just too shy to tell people the gospel. Throw me in a pulpit, I can do it. But I did my best to represent Christ in every way of life. He loves us, and I know this. And I want people to know that Jesus loves you. He died for you. God loves you. He don't want you lost, even if you're crazy. Even the men would discount you and just say, just let him go to hell. Or let her go to hell. They ain't worth it. That's not true with God. God loves you, and he can save you. You are very precious to him, and you count and you matter to him. The problem is people won't trust him. You're going to have to believe on him and learn to trust him. If you can have faith on God and still not trust him, you can have faith in his word. See, everything works by faith. God, you can't You got to believe that God loves you. You got to believe that Jesus died for you. You got to believe that his blood washed away your sins. When you hear the word and you hear people preaching these things, deep down in your heart, you know it's true. Because you can judge good and evil. The love of God is greater than anything you can ever find on this earth. Even things you'll be very excited about can't come close to comparing to the love of God towards you. And you know this. But when you have faith for it and you believe it for yourself, now the Lord can interact in your life. Now the Lord can turn things around. And the Holy Spirit will help you believe if you soften your heart and receive his word. But people that love the world somewhat, they just won't receive God's word for them. They can even judge that it's true. They can even believe it and not get saved. They can walk away sorrowful like the rich young ruler did. They don't want to give up this and that, and they know they're not right with God. And they know that they can't drag their mischief into heaven. They know they can't, that God is not all right with their plague of sin. Their sin is like a plague. And God won't have anything to do with that sin. He loves you, not your sin. He hates your sin, but he loves you as a person. But if you go to hell, don't you understand Jesus can't get you out? You went. It'll be illegal for him to take you out of hell in an unrenewed state. But if you believe on Jesus from the heart, he can get you out. But once you get past those gates, you're there. You can't come back. I seen people are having dreams and visions more than ever about going to hell. And the girl saw some people in hell and crying out, and Jesus appeared because he was showing the girl hell. And they cried out, "Jesus, can't you help me?" He said, "It's too late for you." I don't want to hear that. So I believed on Jesus Christ. I want to follow him. I love him. He wants to help me. He wanted to get that soul saved when they were alive. But they rejected him. God can't do nothing if you reject him. You got to lose interest in the world system. Stop the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eye, the pride of life. These things will cause you all kind of misery and problems. You don't have to go the south way. Go north. Go to heaven. Now, when you get saved, you don't really leave at that moment and go literally to heaven, but you're in the kingdom of God. And he's with you. And you can live. And you can enjoy God right now. You don't have to wait till you go to heaven, then start talking to God. You can talk to him the day you get saved. And he'll talk to you. And he sent the Holy Spirit to guide you into all truth. All truth. He can guide you into all truth. And he can cause you to understand great mysteries. When people don't get saved and put off getting saved, they're putting off the reconstruction work of God in their life. God can bless their life in so many greater ways. And they're missing out. If I didn't get saved, I'd probably be dead right now. Satan tried to kill me several times and it didn't work. But what I learned from the Lord helped me go forward. And these are times now you're going to have to learn to trust him. If you hear this broadcast and the rapture didn't happen yet, learn to follow God. If the rapture already happened and then you hear this broadcast, learn to follow God. Because you're going to need to. And follow the peace. He can bless you, and he'll teach you and train you. Follow the peace. Do his perfect will. Don't give up so fast. Don't look at the world system. Don't be distracted. In the days of the tribulation, things are going to be totally different. You're going to see things you never seen before. You're going to see demonic activity on a high level. I'm a man of God. I'm used to fighting demons. I fight demons I can't see. I've seen a very few of them. But they're going to materialize. You're going to see monsters. You're going to see things you never seen before. And you're going to be lied to in every way you can imagine. And people that you trust will turn against you. You're going to have to be guided by the Holy Spirit. Daniel said it this way: they that do know their God will be strong and do exploit. They will do the things, they will do great works even in opposition. You're going to see things you never seen before. Don't fear it. Now I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. He'll continue to move mightily in your life, in and throughout your life. Till next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you. And Jesus Christ is our Lord.